Okay.
Okay, well, should we introduce ourselves?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm Sophie Gee.
I'm Camille Wisenant.
Yeah.
And this is the first episode of, what's
Tiny,
it called?
Tiny Room Big Girls.
Yeah, we're huge.
We're the biggest. Actually, arguably the largest.
I think that would be the right grammar.
And the room is super small.
It's tiny.
It's really tiny, and actually...
We might start we'll talk about
Aspen Ridge.
It's called Down with Aspen Ridge.
Yeah.
And that is for our premium subscribers.
Yeah.
You'll get the episode on why the room is so tiny.
And there's going to be some OnlyFans content there too.
And do you know what? It might be explicit.
Yeah.
The podcast. Not the OnlyFans.
No.
That's going to be clean.
The OnlyFans is just pictures of our outfits.
Well, it's just pictures of our room.
Yeah. But the podcast, explicit.
The one about Aspen Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this one.
Yeah.
This one's family friendly.
This one's family friendly. You know that Susie and Greg are probably listening as we speak.
They are upstairs. Those are my parents.
Yeah.
We are in their basement.
Yeah. I feel more like a frat boy every day. This is the most frat boy thing I've ever done, I think.
Oh, started a podcast?
Yeah. In a basement with, like, the surroundings. To paint the picture, there's a Coca-Cola ad.
Like a metal sign.
And there's like a lot of plywood.
There are two longboards.
It's
super
iCarly down here. That's what I would say.
See, I never saw very much iCarly.
Yeah, there's a reduced speed ahead sign
I think did find those signs.
That's cool, just like Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get into it. These are going to be 20 minutes.
We don't know.
We have no idea. We love to talk. We love to listen to our voices. If anything, this is for us to listen back to.
Oh, absolutely. Not just times. In 20 years, but like tomorrow.
Oh, I'm tonight. Are you kidding?
Tonight. Yeah, you're right.
Tonight and tomorrow and the whole car ride. I'm just going to make Eli, my brother, for 13 hours.
Yeah, listen.
Listen to this
over
and over again.
So I hope this podcast is long.
I'm going to be like, what was your favorite part?
Until he has a specific enough answer. Until he can recount it word
for
word.
Until he has the right answer. We're wrong. We're listening.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. So today's episode is going to be about PE. Something that sparked this was that I was talking with my friends about what my kids will be like, and they were like, oh my gosh, they're gonna be so unathletic, which is not false, and
that's okay.
I am afraid of, like, if I adopt kids, if they're gonna be super athletic and I have to go to sporting events.
Oh yeah, that's a concern.
We're a soccer mom. Okay, so this is arguably my first week of the gifted program in fourth grade.
Okay,
paint the picture, it's a new school. Never been there before. And it was the mile. That was the day. And
so you were supposed to run the mile?
Yes.
I never had to do that.
That's
Let me just
crazy.
Say that.
So then you can't relate to the Twitter thing that was going around that was like...
The pacer test thing?
No.
Oh.
That was like a screenshot of someone's notes app and they're like, do we have to run the mile?
No. I got it, but I couldn't connect on that deep of a level.
I love that. Okay, so it was the mile, and the route was not just a track.
No.
It was, couldn't be. Because we had sand fields in Washington.
Oh,
is that
what?
Normal? Sand fields, like lots.
Okay. Like the soccer field was made of sand?
Yeah.
Like beach volleyball, but for soccer.
But not cool sand.
Okay.
Just tiny rocks, really.
Oh,
but not
weird.
Gravel. It was, like,
okay.
Dirty sand. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like, you don't know what's in there at all.
Okay.
Okay, so that maybe that's just a Washington thing, like, bonus room. Okay, so anyway. Basically, the route was, like, around the school. But there was a part in which I thought maybe we were supposed to run through the school. Which wasn't the case. But it didn't stop me from doing so. So, basically, I'm running through the school and running is generous. I was walking a lot. I'm not gonna lie. This is fourth grade. I couldn't be bothered. Could not be bothered. So, I end up taking 17 minutes to run the mile. And I want to chalk it up to the fact that I got lost. But I'm not gonna go so far as to say that. So, it did take 17 minutes. And the worst part is that everyone else had gone into the gym, resting up, drinking water, putting on their coats, ready to go home for the day. But not so fast.
Mm.
It's the end of the day?
Yes.
Oh,
gosh. Not so fast. People were out of getting out of class and watching me still finish this up. Guess what? The PE teacher made them all come out to the end of the sandfield where it finished and clapped. They clapped for me.
No.
They made a clapping tunnel for me to...
That's pretty bad.
And I honestly don't think I was running until that point when I was like, okay, it's showtime.
Yeah. Well, so that's perfect because you haven't even broken a sweat. Broke a sweat?
Yeah, and I was so cute.
Sure.
We'll put pictures. Well, we should have an Instagram
post. That's what's on the OnlyFans.
That's the OnlyFans. Just pictures of me in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all to say I was not athletic.
We actually should make an Instagram. We'll make an Instagram. We'll post the pics.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I have a couple stories. I do feel like I have blocked out most of my elementary school stories, but here's a quick one. Here's just a...
Definitely.
Something that happened. First grade, we had an awesome PE coach. Coach Dave. No. Coach Mike? Coach Mike.
Yeah.
And he was young, he was super fun, super with it.
Was he cute?
Probably. Okay. Had some tattoos. Like, I was maybe a little scared of him, but that's like, really great. Enthusiastic... Everyone loved him.
Yeah.
Did end up being a drug dealer.
Oh.
Was arrested, and we did not have a PE coach for the rest of the year. That was actually like a pretty common thing at my elementary school. We had a new
rotating
PE teacher every year.
Okay.
But that's not really, that's just like a little bonus story.
Yeah.
Bonus
Jonas.
Yeah, sure. Frankie.
Do you know the bonus Jonas?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, here's one of my stories.
Okay.
So, if you know which... If you're listening to this, you probably do know me, but
yeah.
You might not know this.
But I maybe they know me and they don't
right,
know you.
Right, right. I haven't had to take PE in a long time, but I'm not athletic. Like, this story that I'm about to tell did scar me, and I am still a little bit traumatized from this. Okay.
Right.
It's 8th grade PE. No, it's 7th grade PE.
Sure.
Because there are 8th graders in my class.
Oh.
First of all, that's rude.
Couldn't be me.
It's co-ed.
Nobody's allowed to do that.
And I'm tiny. I do
really
believe
small.
That I was about...
We need to put the picture up.
5'2". It's the championships. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like my team was still pretty good despite my dead weight because I feel like we are probably in the playoffs. For
okay.
the sake of the story, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's actually the Olympics.
And Jake... had changed into my PE clothes. I don't remember what they entailed. I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so we were having it was our volleyball unit.
Okay.
And we all had teams.
Okay.
And for like a, you know, good week or so, we are playing volleyball. I mean, clearly that's what happens in a volleyball tournament.
Get this, we're
yeah.
playing volleyball
yeah. and we have to rotate through as you do in volleyball.
Yeah.
Which I actually don't know if like you're good at volleyball, if that's something you do, but in PE you do. So I have to take my turns serving and it's horrible because I cannot
get it over the net.
It's humiliating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like my team, like there's some 8th grade boys on there who definitely care
yeah.
and definitely are
oh,
like having
gosh.
A hard time
like,
with it, and they're super annoyed.
Ugh.
And I, you know, this is going to be our first name change. I don't think he's going to listen to this, but a boy who was in my ward.
What if he does?
Year older.
I hope that he does.
Well, now I'm scared. Is hitting, so he's serving and he's like, this one's for you, Camille.
No.
Serving directly to me.
Kind of a dick, man.
Yeah, we'll say it. And I'm humiliated. But do you know what? Here's the thing, is I am a competitive person. I'm just bad
yeah.
at stuff. If I were better at something, I would be crazy competitive.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, I can care.
But
I can
I'm not
make
good
care.
At anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, I'll stand for being humiliated on my own,
mm-hmm.
but
not
when
for
it's
your
for
team.
My team, that's a different
you
story.
You stepped up that day,
and
I
And so
bet.
I just... In my recollection of the events, I don't
yeah.
know exactly what happened. I start actually hitting the volleyball back, and I'm, like, killing it. I'm all my serves are going
the Rocky
over.
Theme is playing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I do remember we won that game, or that match, whatever. And my team, like, I remember this kid on my team. I'll say his name again. Elijah Strait. You're older than me.
Kind of hugged you, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hugged me at the end. Maybe he high-fived. It felt like a hug.
He actually kissed you on the lips.
Yeah, that was my first kiss, 7th grade. In PE. That's a joke. Elijah? I know that didn't happen. But I do appreciate that you were so like enthusiastic and proud of me.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
Nothing feels better.
That's great.
Elijah. You're probably cool.
Yeah, he is cool. Yeah. Really smart.
Well, he kissed first kiss.
Right. Yeah. I want to say he goes to Duke. I don't know if that's true.
He probably plays volleyball at Duke.
Yeah. Well, he recruited me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been sending you multi-level marketing things about volleyball.
Hey, girly. I remember in middle school, you were really good at serving.
Right. The one time, yeah.
I think you'd look really awesome doing that wearing lip scents.
Yeah. That's a great segue for the scheme.
You have to, it helps if you know them personally.
You did well, is what I'm hearing. Or is there more to the story?
No, that's the end.
That's awesome, Thank you. That's a great, much better story.
Yeah, but yours, that one, like, really sticks with you. That's cinematic.
It stings, and...
Mine could be cinematic.
Yeah.
Just different movie.
Oh, like a start of a love movie.
But do you know what? They both end up with your classmates cheering you on.
Yeah, more so. Mine was definitely not voluntary.
Sure.
Definitely compulsory. And honestly, just more annoyed than anything else.
Yeah,
and I hope they listen to it. Nico, Martin, if you listen to this, first of all, love you. Always have, always will. Second of all, I remember you clapping for me, so thanks. Okay, so my second story is that the most popular, like, hottest guy, I'll say his name, but he's not going to listen to this.
I'm scared that he will.
No.
Is someone going to send it to him?
Dalton Chandler would not. No.
What if someone says, hey?
No, I'm not cool enough.
Okay.
Not cool enough. Dalton Chandler 9 did have a fan page. People had fan pages for him because our middle school? No. This was like 5th grade. Anyway. His team went to like the World Series for 5th grade baseball. It was a big deal.
Yeah,
I think they, like, got second place or something.
Okay.
So he did have fan page. He was cute. He was a really beautiful 5th grader.
I mean,
now it's like, I don't know where he is or what he's doing.
Probably Stanford.
He's probably thinking about
playing Duke. He's probably playing for Duke.
He's with Elijah. They're actually both, they started the company.
Yeah.
So this is 7th grade. No. This is freshman year. Mm. Holy hell. Okay. Freshman year. I am playing kickball. I don't want to be there.
No.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how.
When did people learn how to play kickball?
I have no idea. I have no idea. At the same time that they learned, like...
Chess. I don't know how to play chess.
Or, like, multiplying matrices.
Oh.
Which I now know how to do.
I don't anymore.
Okay. Well, that's where we're different.
Okay.
But, anyway. Yeah, I have no idea. Chess, never learned. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, I go up... It's my big moment.
Yeah.
Dalton's there, and he's smoking.
Yeah.
Okay? And I did kick as hard as I could, and I missed.
No.
And that feeling carries over because I actually went on a date last month where we had to play golf, and I did the same thing.
Sure.
Multiple times. And they had to change the rules for me.
No.
Yeah. So it's still there.
It feels mean that people would say, hey... I'm possibly romantically interested in you.
Let's
see if you can play sports.
Let's put this to the test.
Let's see how deep this attraction goes.
Yeah. And to answer your question...
Never deep enough.
Never deep enough. Never deep. You put a ball in front of me and all sexual tension out the window.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So then I miss and he audibly laughs. He was a jerk. He is a jerk.
Okay, yeah. He didn't need to do that to you.
He did not need to do that. That was not nice.
Well, he's a world champion.
Yeah.
He can't be holding his classmates to the same level. Standard.
No. So basically that still stuck with me. When I wrote an essay about myself, I put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Dalton, if you're... Send me a sorry text.
Because
I'm pretty sure...
I want it handwritten. Handwritten,
yeah.
That'd be nice. I feel like it's least you could do.
I sent you a picture of my note card. For science.
Gosh.
One time.
I hate that. That makes me mad.
I know. It's like, if I'm allowed to help people academically, why can't they help me physically?
Yeah. So true.
Okay, your story.
Okay, so this is also in middle school. I have a lot of good stories from middle school PE.
Oh, yeah.
And in 8th grade PE, best time of my freaking life.
On top of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends and I did start a gang.
Okay.
We called it a gang. 5-point gang.
Yeah.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Anna Toronto.
Okay.
Bailey Lewis.
All the best characters.
Lindy Bell. Absolutely. Anna Falks was in there. And I do actually still feel really bad about this. For some reason, she was one of our friends. And for some reason, like, this gang just, like, evolved over time. Like, at first, it was just me and Emily and Anya.
Yeah.
Not Anya.
Anna.
Sorry. And...
would have been fun.
Would have been... sure.
Yeah.
Would have been fun. Somehow, it just evolved, and Anna Falks somehow was not in the 5-point gang. And I do remember that there were hard feelings about that. And if you do hear this, Anna, I actually really do feel bad.
Yeah.
And we really love you.
Yeah. And Camille was campaigning for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, she could have been in, but, like...
oh. It was just a misunderstanding.
I don't know. Yeah, misunderstanding.
Yeah, been there.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, once again, no athletic skill. But, friends. Had some good friends in there. So, I do remember... there are two things I want to talk about. First of all, our football unit. Well, actually, okay. There might be three.
Yeah. We had an archery unit.
Oh, what? You guys fund public schools in Washington.
We do.
Utah, they're like, here's a frisbee.
A stick?
Yeah.
From the ground.
Here's a frisbee.
We had Sandfields.
That your teacher bought with their own money.
Okay. That's
so
powerful.
Don't break it.
Don't.
It's really sad. Okay, so.
Super sad.
Football unit.
Yeah.
Of course, this is flag football because we can't play touch football. And we shouldn't.
Heaven forbid that you touch each other.
Or maybe it was Ultimate Frisbee. It was one unit, like, it was one of the
two.
Was
it Ultimate Football? Because sometimes they do that. And I don't care for that at all. They did that for us.
That's mean.
Okay.
So I don't know which it was, but I remember we were outside, and Lindy Bell and I, on the same team, could not stop laughing, having the time of our lives.
Yeah.
Just absolutely horrible.
I know. I had Kinsey Corn. Yeah.
Coach Siebert comes over to us. He's not happy.
No.
He's had enough of our crap.
There's no jokes, no laughing in football.
No.
No laughing.
And he was the kind of guy that was like, I remember back in the day, we used to play shirts and skins.
Yeah. Couldn't happen today.
Yeah.
All the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it was co-ed. You know?
Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
No, he probably didn't
Doesn't
care.
Add to matters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he did, and here's the thing is, I was like very much a goody-goody. We'll wrap this up soon. Very much a goody-goody. Hated getting in trouble. Like, my 5th grade teacher shushed me once, and I could not look at her for the rest of the day.
Cried.
Was humiliated.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this man had no pull over me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He is mad at Lindy and I. He's like,
that
girls,
just makes it funnier.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I need you to go run laps around the field in opposite directions. I do not want to see you guys within 20 feet of each other for the rest of the period.
Right.
Let's keep in mind, these periods were 42 minutes long. They're not long. And
that's
And we had to change into our clothes and change out. So, like, we can at most have been playing sports for, like, 25 minutes.
Right,
in hindsight,
right.
Like, that's funny.
It felt like minimum 3 hours.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But, so, Lindy and I running in opposite directions could not stop laughing. We would run towards each other and high five.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we didn't want him to see us.
Right.
Don't whistle at us.
Yeah.
Okay, the other one is my team for the basketball unit.
Yeah.
I think it was 3-on-3. And
it was you, Elijah.
Sure. No, he's gone by now. He's, you know, then he's in high school by then.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know who it was, but I think it was probably the 5-point gang and Anna Falks.
Okay.
That's the vibe I'm getting from it. Maybe Claire Connolly was there.
So it's like,
yeah, that would make sense, right? And we grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and so you know we were singing Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical.
Okay, yeah.
We were reenacting it.
You could see East from your windows.
We couldn't care less who was winning the game.
Oh, my gosh.
We were just having fun. And here's the thing. It's like, if I were a PE teacher, I feel like I wouldn't care that much. Like, we were moving.
Right.
We were just dancing and singing. He was...
no, they want you to improve.
He was not happy.
They want you to do
it's
well.
Like, girls,
yeah.
If I see any more of this, I'm going to take away all of your participation points.
Right.
Hilarious. He didn't take him away. I didn't play. I don't know how to play basketball.
So you still have them.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
So it was awesome. I'm just really telling a lot of stories of triumph today.
Well, something else that happened to me that we can end on is that I did break the recess lighting, or, you know, like the bar lights that playing volleyball in the hallway, because they sent us to the hallway because it was actually a round robin thing. Do you guys see that? No. Like King's Court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Horrible. So you're King's on the lowest court. It's in the hallway.
They had to make a new court for me. They had to make a new court for me, and it was in the hallway.
Yeah.
And jokes on them, because I'm sure that light fixture is still broken.
Sure.
The ceilings, I'm not exaggerating, 20 feet high in that part of the school.
That's impressive you even got it up
exactly.
there.
Exactly. I'm like, that's broken athletic. Light, whatever. The fact that I got it that high.
You taxpayers are lucky to be paying to fix this light.
Yeah. To have even had me in that hallway.
No. I actually, okay, here's a story of defeat that we can also end on.
Yeah.
Just reminded me because of the king of the court thing.
Yeah.
So I did play tennis for all 4 years of high school.
Okay.
The reason for that is that my freshman year, they would take anyone.
Sure.
And after that, they were like, so we're actually not going to take beginners anymore. But I technically wasn't a beginner. I played. So they couldn't they couldn't be like, you're just so bad. Like, you're so unathletic.
Not at all.
You can't be on the team. They just would be like, okay. So 4 years on the developmental team, that is, there's varsity, there's junior varsity, there's developmental.
It's called developmental? Yeah.
Well, because they
think developmentally delayed?
No. No, but, like, you're developing your skills.
I know what it means, but that's the only context I've ever heard of
but
it.
So they think that, like, you're going to be on developmental team for a year.
No, you
know,
not you.
Maybe, like, half the season and then move
call
up.
An ambulance, but not for me.
Not for me. Not for me. And so my freshman year during practice, like, first of all, I show up with my mom's tennis racket from, like, the 80s.
It's leg warmers.
So heavy.
Headband. Yeah.
So heavy. I'm still tiny.
You're 90
pounds.
I'm
skinny. Yeah. If that.
Okay.
And it was horrible. And my coach, so supportive, did not know my name. Sharon, love
you.
That's
awesome.
And she did not know what to do with me. And honestly, I don't blame her, because, like, she had enough to worry about. I would be out there that she would literally... Okay, she had these low-pressure tennis balls.
Goodness.
So that they bounce slower than normal tennis balls.
Holy cow.
I had to go hit them against a wall in the parking lot. That's what I would do for practice.
Right.
And the football team would be practicing on the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, like, on the field. And they'd, like, come up the stairs, and I'd be there.
Oh, they were so
hitting
powerful
my ball
and cute, huh?
Methodically.
Yeah.
You know, just
and they were probably like, Camille's so good
hit,
that she just has to... Oh, they knew.
Well, because I couldn't even always hit it again. I'd be chasing it to get it from underneath the
You're
car.
You're on the developmental
Yeah,
team.
For a reason. Anyway.
You senior year developmental team?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's
cool. I was just there for the uniform.
Yeah.
And yeah. I
you
don't
got
have
the
that
uniform.
Many regrets.
I don't
it was fun.
I wouldn't regret
it. It was fun.
I guess, should we end with, like, a little sweet note of love and tenderness?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do one more episode? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My note is that I probably love everyone listening to this, because there's probably 7 people that will.
Yeah, I hope everyone's thankful.
Yeah.
Trying to think of a sweet note. Well,
just stay safe.
You know, my little brother did just text me.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come help us set up this podcast,
yeah.
Okay? He was helping a friend with guy problems.
Right.
So, I don't know why. But he did respond, so I texted him. And I said a quote from Sophie, which was, Mark needs to help me with my boy troubles, and my troubles are that he's not here.
Yeah.
And he said, sheesh, I can't help everyone with guy issues at once. Tell me she can FaceTime me anytime.
Mark, just say the word and I'm yours, Mark.
I mean, that's just what I love to hear. I just love that. And I probably also love everyone listening to this.
Yeah, there's not a person listening to this I don't love.
Not a person in the world I don't love, yet.
Yeah, we're going to get so famous, we're going to hate our viewers, our listeners.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Okay, well, love you.
Love you so much. Bye.